BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Asra, the bookstore looks amazing.
Oh, I don't know about amazing.
No, it does. I like the way you've grouped the detective stories all together, and the romance, and the non-fiction.
Oh, that's just my desperate need to try and create order.
Well, I do hope the whole thing isn't poorly attended after all this work.
I'm sure it'll be great.
It's just with the event at the stables as well.
But the shuttle solution is brilliant. I'm sure people will love it.
I know. It's a lovely idea to travel by horse and dray. I think I just feel anxious generally, because I've been run ragged organising it. If it all falls flat, it'll be my fault. Plus, I'm a bit worried about you running an open surgery today.
Sorry, what?
Somebody said, oh, who was it now? Oh, I can't remember. But they said you were planning to offer everyone who bought a book a consultation. Is that wrong?
Yes, that is very, very wrong.
Oh, all right, sorry.
The doctor is most definitely not in. We need to let people know that this is a bookstall and not a GP surgery before the fate opens.
Right, yes, of course, no problem, I'm on it.
Aha, all set.
Goodness me, you look fantastic.
Oh, really? It's not a bit over the top.
Yeah, it's completely over the top, darling, and I love it.
I feel like I belong in a circus, but never mind. Now, listen, Lillian, I've been thinking, you won't like this, but...
Won't like what?
The success of Cantering On is so important, but I just think it might be better to keep Alice somewhat in the background.
In the background? Oh, please, Justin, not this again.
More, you know, behind the scenes.
And how do you propose I do that when we need all hands on deck?
Well, Carlotta could always man the promotional stand, couldn't she?
No. Look, Alice has put so much into this. She's had all the best ideas. She's worked her socks off. And now you want her out the way in case people talk.
They will talk, Lillian. You know they will.
Well, then let them.
But we want to give the absolute best impression. This is our showcase.
Yes, I agree.
So, it seems a bit soon for Alice to be so public-facing when Carlotta could just as easily do the job.
Carlotta doesn't have the social skills Alice has.
But she's only got to hand out a few flyers, chit-chat a little.
What are you talking about? She needs to do the big sell on bookings. She needs to shift some of the amazing custom-made riding gear we've shelled out on. There is a lot more to it than flyers and chit-chat, darling, as you know. Besides, Carlotta can't even manage chit-chat. In fact, she barely speaks.
Oh, that's not true. You just have to make a bit of an effort with her, and then she can be really quite chatty.
Right. I'm not having this conversation now. We're about to open. Everything's planned, and Alice is a key part of it. So I suggest you put your game face on, and we'll get on with it. OK?
I can't believe you made me come to this stupid fate.
It's not a stupid fate, it's lovely.
Well, it doesn't look nearly as good as other years.
Don't let Joy hear you say that.
But it doesn't, does it?
We haven't even looked round yet. Why don't we have a go at wanging a welly?
Because it's lame, Mum.
Well, George, come on, make an effort.
I just want to go home.
We've only just got here.
Oh, I'm not in the mood.
Oh, please, love. I've been so worried about you. And I don't want you to go home and mope in your room with the curtains closed.
I think you just don't want me to go and hang out with Uncle Clive.
I definitely don't want you to go and hang out with that man. And can you keep your voice down?
Well, I mean, he's not even there. Not no Dad's paying for a B&B, which, by the way, I don't get at all when he could just sleep on our sofa.
Well, me and Will don't want him anywhere near you and Poppy.
But he's all right, really, Mum, when you get to know him.
No, George, he is not all right. And trust me, you don't know him at all. So don't start thinking you do or believe in any of his mystical flannel. He got Nana sent to prison, for goodness sake. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Yeah, of course it does. But it doesn't mean everything. Not after 30 years. What about forgiveness and redemption and all that?
But he's done nothing to redeem himself.
Well, he's helped me out, hasn't he?
He clearly has an ulterior motive.
Why can't you just give him a chance?
We have to stop talking about this here.
No one's listening.
Someone is always listening.
You're paranoid.
Remember, you mustn't say anything to anyone. Not that he's back, not that he's helped you, nothing.
I know. You've said it about a million times.
Because you still don't get it.
I get it.
People in this village are actually scared of him.
But they don't need to be. That's my point.
Oh, it's like I'm talking to a brick wall.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry, George, but honestly, it's not just the post office. That wasn't bad enough. There's other things too.
But I asked him about hurting those horses, and he said it wasn't true.
George, he was convicted.
He said it was a miscarriage of justice.
Yeah, well, he would say that, wouldn't he?
And even if that was true, he's different now.
Because of his near-death experience.
Yes!
Probably didn't even happen.
Why would he make something like that up?
Because he's a pathological liar, as well as being a convicted criminal.
I'll be a convicted criminal, won't I? If I do what you and Dad want me to do. I think Uncle Clive's right. I think I should just see how things pan out.
Please, don't be taking advice from that man.
But he talks a lot of sense.
No, he doesn't. And you're right, we can talk about this later when we're not surrounded by half the village.
Fine by me.
Let's just go and wang a willy, shall we?
Hi, Azra.
Oh, hi, Alistair. Hope you're not going to ask me about your migraine or stomachache or what to do about your bunions.
I don't have bunions. And I would never ask you for medical advice out of surgery. Bad enough when you're a vet and people start asking you about their pet.
Honestly, it has been endless.
Oh, no.
This bloke was just here a minute ago. He wanted to know if his finger was broken, as if I have an X-ray device in my bag.
Cecil Jackson. Well, you seem to be doing a roaring trade.
Ah, yes. Well, I have developed a sales technique.
Oh, you've got a lead child that I haven't read.
Oh, I've read that one. It's great.
Right, I'll take it.
Yours for a quid.
And then I better run. I promised Lillian I'd get over to the stables.
Are you taking the dray shuttle?
I most certainly am.
Oh, guess who's here?
Oh, well, I've no idea.
Ronnie Pershaw.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm.
Can you go and have a chat with her?
I'd be delighted.
She's looking for livery for her four horses because her groom of 15 years has just left her.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I mean, not for her, obviously. He was brilliant. But anyway, that's great news for us.
Well, exactly. She's such an accomplished horsewoman. I think others would follow suit if she was a client of ours, don't you?
Absolutely.
But I'd prefer it was you who talked to her rather than Alice. I know you hate me saying that, and I do know how brilliant Alice has been, but this is business.
Well, actually, the thing about Rani
is... It's going so well, don't you think?
Oh, Alice!
Hello, darling! It's such a great turnout.
Yeah, it is.
On Paul's being so lovely with the kids. Martha loved all the costumes and the ponies dressed up. I mean, of course, her favourite was Elsa from Frozen.
Of course.
So loads of people seem to like the Dalek.
Oh, rightly so. Quite impressive. Yeah.
Oh, Martha's thrilled. She won a medal for best jumper.
Oh, Martha is so jumping.
No, literally jumping. Paul got them all to jump up and down.
Oh, I love Paul.
Oh, I love Paul. Carlotta said Rani Pershaw's here.
Yes, she's thinking of bringing her horses here.
That would be amazing.
Well, yes, it would certainly be a good thing.
No, I sold my horse to her 3 years ago when I needed the funds.
Oh, I didn't realise you had that connection.
Well, actually, I was trying to tell you, but you were bulldozing me.
I was not bulldozing you. You are not bulldozable.
Oh, what a lovely thing to say.
So is it definite?
No, it's not definite. She's got at least one other stable she's looking at, so...
Well, shall I go and talk to her?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Go and talk to her.
Yeah, well, don't you think Lillian should be the one to seal the deal?
Well, we can both go, can't we?
Yeah, we certainly can. And, Justin, you can go and do your Lord of the Game stint on the brewery dray. How about that?
How's it going, Joy?
Good, I think. I mean, I'm running round like a headless chicken, making sure everyone's all right, and Denise is doing a wonderful job of keeping on top of the litter. But you accidentally threw away one of the junk musical instruments. A bassoon it was. So I've just had to dig through the rubbish to find it.
Oh, nice.
And now I'm on Ruth and David's stall for a bit, so they can go off for a wander.
I loved the Finding a Skip bands, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That was all Mick's work.
Mum.
Oh, here he is.
All right, Joy. Mum, I'm going to go.
Oh, please don't go yet.
Look, I came, I threw a welly, I guessed a pig's weight, and I ate a fairy cake. What more do you want?
I'll see you later.
He's got a point there.
Please don't side with him, Joy.
Sorry.
No, I'm really sorry. Excuse me. Can you just wait a minute, George? I need to speak with you before you go.
What did you want to say, then?
You haven't mentioned Clive to anyone, have you?
No, of course not.
Okay, sorry. Saw you talking to Nana and I got a bit worried. But
surely she's going to find out he's here, in the end, I mean.
Maybe. Or hopefully he'll just go.
He's not going anywhere, Mum, and he shouldn't have to. This is where he grew up. This is where his family is. You've just got to get over it.
Oh, I'm so happy she said yes.
Well, how could you say no? You're completely charming.
Really?
You know, you have your father's savvy and your mother's warmth.
Thank you.
Oh, darling, I didn't mean to upset you.
Oh, no, you didn't. You didn't. It's just a lovely idea. I think that could be true.
Well, it is true, darling.
How's it going?
Oh, Alistair.
Seems busy.
We just got here.
Yes, the dray is quite spectacular.
Oh, isn't it?
And Justin was being very entertaining. He looks great.
Ooh, I know. The reluctant MC. I'd be quite happy for him to wear that outfit all the time.
And the Fate seems really busy too.
That is a relief.
So, good day all round, I'd say.
Oh, the litter this year. Honestly, Azra. Mm. It's been heartbreaking. Mm. It all went so well, except for the mess.
Yeah, I'll give you a hand, Joy.
Really? Oh, thanks, pet. You'll need to get yourself some gloves, and there's bin bags over there.
Oh, right, okay.
Denise has done so much clearing up all day. Had to send her home. She's done enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what have you done with your leftover books? You can't have sold them all.
I can, and I did. It was particularly easy to sell to anyone who came expecting medical advice. I could just work on their guilt.
Oh, did lots of people expect medical advice?
Loads.
Oh, I'm sorry, Azra.
Yeah, it was fine. It was absolutely fine.
I should have made an announcement. I didn't get to it.
You had enough to do.
I do feel a bit ragged now, I must say. And Linda's already talking about next year's fate.
No.
She can't help herself. In fact, I think you'll be a victim of your own success today.
What do you mean?
Well, you sold out of books, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're clearly a natural. And someone might want you back next year.
Oh, no. No way. Never again. This was a one-off.
Well, that's what they all say.